We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, your destination for everything mobile. This week, as every 2 weeks, bringing you a special mini-series on retention marketing powered by CleverTap. Headquartered in Mountain View, California, with offices in Mumbai, Singapore, and Dubai, CleverTap is a modern integrated retention cloud that empowers digital consumer brands to increase customer retention and lifetime value. And as I said, every 2 weeks, we bring you the tips, the advice from the masters achieving growth through retention. And that's what we're going to do again today. My guest is probably more global than the offices I just listed for our sponsor, CleverTap, because we're talking to a company that is universal in its appeal. The company is Z5, the largest digital destination for South Asian content in the world, across 190 countries. And of course, streaming video is a booming market. It's expanding in all directions and genres and niches and cool stuff as well. And to talk us through the approaches that win with such a massive market and audience is my guest today, Vinay Iyengar. He is head of user growth and B2C revenue at Z5 Mobile. Vinay, before we start, cool company. I was looking at the list of some of the content. What's your favorite show?
So the favorite piece of content which I have, probably not very famous as much as my TV shows, but would be a movie called Soncharya. Very few people have seen it, but it's got some killer reviews and it's got one of the best completion rates across the entire platform. Once Wow. you start watching it, getting out of it is impossible, so you will surely complete it. It's quite nice. I would rather suggest you to watch it.
Now you got me, because I'm going to do that. I'm into the cult, a little bit edgy, a little bit odd. And hey, we've had our Stranger Things behind us and dying to watch something very cool. So that sounds very tempting. What else is going on these days over there at Z5? I mean, it has been a busy time. You're number one in South Asian content across all markets. You've hit some amazing numbers. Update me on that.
So at this point in time, what's new is something which is not very new. We always believed in the power of content. So we keep churning out content which is really relevant to our audience. We keep churning out content in 12 regional languages, 6 global languages. And what's new on a daily basis would be deeper conversations about knowing our users better, deeper conversations on getting our pricing absolutely right for the moment. What's again new would be to find the sweet spot between how personal I need to get with my users. So that's what's new. But yes, as we are a content company, content, we keep getting new content. We recently had RRR, one of the top pieces of content, not just in India, but across the globe. it was out of the world for us. The response that we got in the US, in UK, in Canada was phenomenal. So looking out for similar pieces of content. And yes, we are growing the library as we speak.
Well, content is certainly part of it. It's just like in apps overall. You say, what makes a successful app business? And the first thing they say is, you have to have a good app. You have to have a good product. You've got good content. Absolutely. But you say something that I find so exciting and so encouraging, because you're wondering, how personal do you get? You're thinking about the right pricing. And those are universal questions. And doing some digging in your research and in your bio, I love it. You say that data and analytics keep you alive. Now, this has got to be the case for all marketers, but you state it. So yours is really a passion, not just part of the LinkedIn profile. Tell me about that. Why does it keep you alive? How does it keep you alive?
So, Peggy, I'm a very firm believer in the saying which says content is the king, right, in our industry. But for us to set the kingdom right, obviously we need a very nice mix of product and tech. But if we want to forward integrate the kingdom into an entire empire, then that's when data analytics, knowing our users better, when to do what kind of an offer in which country, that kind of matters. So again, as I said, content, product, tech, these are the absolute pillars of existence. But if we don't want to exist and if we want to make the most out of our living, then that's all about knowing our users better and just loving analytics as much as you can. So yes, that's where it is.
And you mentioned pricing. That was something that intrigues me, because I'm hearing so much in the marketplace now about personalized pricing. What is your take on that?
So, I am a firm believer in having a very sweet match between affordability and profitability. So at this point in time, it's as simple as this, right? That if I am underpriced, I will have a lot many more users. If I am overpriced, I'll probably have a higher average revenue per user. So my logic is as simple as this, based on a lot of market dynamics, the kind of users that I have, based on the acquisition strategy, my digital footprint, we kind of decide as to what should be the sweet spot between number of users and profitability. So that's where it is. We don't revisit our pricing very often, because we just about feel that in most of our markets, at least in the key markets, we have gotten it bang on. So the mix of, as they call, active subscribers and revenue that we make is quite sweet at this point in time. And we revisit it almost on a monthly basis, but we don't change it very often. We know that we are at the right spot at this point in time.
I won't ask you entirely how you got there, because I can imagine that is exactly the recipe of success. But I will I can imagine. But it would be a great book or a blog. I just put that out there.
Absolutely.
If you ever want to share it.
So Peggy, frankly, we got in over here after experiments, after understanding markets, after a lot of competition analysis. More than competition analysis, we have our own users, right? So I would hear from my users, their sentiments, their behavior, their funnel completion rates, more than, you know, what I would do elsewhere, right? So that's where I think we were able to solve this use case. But again, the solution is for the day. Pricing is something which needs to be dynamic, right? So it's just a matter of time when, you know, we revisit it and stuff. But at this point in time, we are quite happy with where we are at.
So it is understanding the user, listening to the user, asking the user, implicit and explicit, you know, asking, but also intuiting from the data, because as you said yourself, you know, data is the DNA of your existence. What is the first rule of marketing to get it right? Because it's across a lot of touch points. What should a marketer watch, monitor, measure? What do you suggest?
So, measure, I think it would be depending on the campaign goal, but I think marketing has changed quite a bit over the years, right? I remember when I was doing my master's in business administration, we've all told that marketeers are dream merchants. You sell a dream. That's not the case anymore, right? Because at this point in time, the users are far more educated. So a user might already be influenced by a service. My job or any marketeer's job at this point in time is not to create the need, but to fulfill the need post influencing to purchase. So in short, what I'm trying to say at this point in time is, as a marketeer, my measure would be how have I moved a user from where he stands, that is at the level of being influenced, to completing a particular goal, which might be in the form of even downloading an app. My goal can also be in the form of subscribing, engaging with the app, or the most important thing, that is retaining a subscription or being on the platform. So yes, here's where it is. Again, it's changed. It changes. It's super dynamic. But the goal is as simple as this, right? I want the user to stay with me for as long as the user can. So that's where it is. And measure for me, currently the most important measure is the lifetime value of the user within the platform. I'm not speaking about granular KPIs such as I measure as per click rates or view-through rates and stuff. But if the user can stay with me for a longer duration, if my lifetime value can keep on increasing, I think we are talking business.
LTV is the one, the mother of metrics is what some call it. You have to get that right. What can a marketer never get wrong as part of that process?
So as part of the LTV process, fundamentally, what we have noticed is the way LTV is calculated is not very scientific in most of the digital firms that I might speak of. There are some organizations which are at a different level altogether. But at this point in time, I can obviously not disclose, but we have around 14 to 15 different variables which give me an output of my LTV, which is our secret sauce, right? My LTV at this point in time changes, I would say, every 10 days. We monitor that almost real time. And yes, we have a very good mix between cost of customer acquisition and LTV. I think these are the two most important KPIs that as an organization we follow. So, and one thing which nobody can go wrong with nobody should go wrong with lifetime value calculation would be the fundamental calculation itself. So yes, that's where it is.
I'm just digesting, Vinay, 14 to 15 variables that feed into LTV.
Yes.
Smart. Very smart. Very smart indeed. And I'll continue with that, with the smartest lesson, or maybe the toughest lesson you have had to learn about user behavior, because you are watching this very closely, measuring. You've got the metrics down to 14, 15 variables that you are doing dynamically and in real time. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest lesson, smartest lesson, toughest lesson about people?
This is a case study by itself, frankly. I've been using personalization tools for more than 7 years. The only thing that we heard, I think 5 years back, was personalization. It's surely the bread and butter, no doubt about it. But the question is, how personal? What I have kind of realized is the CTRs that I was getting with a personalized communication was immensely high till some time back. But right now, at least in certain countries, it just feels like users want us to reach out to them with customized, with a customized approach, but not calling them out with their names or telling them, hey, you did not perform this activity last week, which you did last to last week and stuff. So just a thin line between personal and how personal is something that we are learning. It's an ever-evolving thingy. But yes, that's what I'm learning. That's kind of tough to learn, but we kind of cracked the code, Peggy, when it comes to how many times do I need to reach out to a user who is on a particular operating system of iOS versus a particular operating system of Android in Germany versus France versus UK versus US. So that's a code which we cracked. It was a four-month project which we had taken up. The next project, the current project which we have taken up is How Personal. This is what we internally call it. So this is what is happening at this point in time.
How personal. How far are you on that journey yourself at C5? I mean, it's great to say we're going to crack it. We've got frequency. And maybe I'll take us on a world tour a little bit later with some of those numbers. But how personal? How close are you?
I think I would say that we are just 30% into the game at this point in time. We are doing some sharp segmentation where we are reaching out to a very small base. Because one logic categorically states, right? If I say a high Peggy versus I just say hi, a high Peggy obviously gives me a better response rate. So we are doing it with smaller bases at this point in time. We are doing it as per operating systems, as per the handset that the user is using, as per geos and stuff. But I think we are at least another 3 months away from it. So,
but the fact that you're on that journey at all is so impressive, Vinay, because a number of companies aren't even close to this day. You know, they're just struggling with personalizing a few of the touch points, and you're weaving it together into a fascinating journey that I want to hear more about. And I almost hate to do it, but I have to go to break. We do have to go to break. But when we get back, we're going to talk more about user behavior. We're going to talk about how you're innovating marketing and maybe again, that world tour of what works in regions, because marketers around the world appreciate that. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Perfect.
For maximum customer engagement and retention, choose CleverTap. CleverTap is a leading customer engagement and retention platform that helps digital brands maximize lifetime value. Over 8,000 apps around the world, including Vodafone, Star, and Sony, trust CleverTap to improve user engagement, boost retention, and fuel long-term revenue growth. Learn more at clevertap.com. That's clevertap.com.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.
Miami is more than beaches, palm trees, and fun in the sun. It's home every year to the Miami Book Fair, celebrating its 39th year of hosting authors and readers from around the world, November 13th through the 20th. Join us in downtown Miami at the Wolfson campus of Miami-Dade College. Connect with over 500 authors reading from their books in English, Spanish, French, and Creole, answering questions and signing hard copies. The 2022 edition of the Miami Book Fair welcomes everyone of all ages to come together, meet and make new friends, exchange ideas, and discover one's next favorite author. Let's explore, discover, and learn together. Featured authors will include award-winning novelists Anthony Horowitz, Ben Mesrich, Craig Johnson, Danny Shapiro, Elena Shapiro, Jimmy Attenberg, poet Sandra Cisneros, and authors writing about the trending topics of the day, Lisa Genova, Jerry Stahl, Marie Brenner, Mark Kurlansky, Samantha Cole, Stacy Schiff, Katie Tour, and many others. For more information, please visit MiamiBookFair.com. Follow the fair at Miami Book Fair and join the conversation hashtag Miami Book Fair 2022.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. We have today my guest, Vinay Iyengar, Head of User Growth and B2C Revenue at C5 Global. And global is the word here. Global company. Understanding global user behavior as well. I want to understand what is most valuable when you are iterating and innovating marketing, because you clearly have done that. You need to understand user behavior. What do you really need to understand?
I think what needs to be understand to be understood the most, Peggy, would be one, basis on user behavior. What am I eventually offering to my user? Why I say this is because we all have been in that phase where we have understood users, executed a campaign, got the user for 1 month. The user said, okay, nice knowing you, and left. So everything that we plan at ZFi Global is something wherein we create a campaign where the goal is to have the user with us at least for a year's time, right? The user comes in, enjoys the entire service for a year's time. So every aspect of the business that we have over here and every team, every function speaks this language. That is of LTV, of user retention, of you know, how we can make life a little better of the user. So yeah, here is where it is. And we can get a little deeper if you want on this particular aspect.
Yeah, I actually do, really, because you don't just do A-B testing. You've right. come up with something, ABC testing, which is so cool. And so you, when you say you live and breathe data, you are not kidding. What is ABC testing?
Okay, so allow me a couple of minutes on this. Thanks to my communication tool, which I've been using for a while, that's CleverTap, we have been doing a lot of A-B tests, right? Where there's a different subject line for users who are in category A, there's a different subject line for users who are in category B. Probably description is different, image is different, the time when the communication goes out might be a little different and stuff. But in our case, because the entire organization is so immersed within data, that the C for us is actually conversations. Just to give a perspective, we all know that, you know, when it is Christmas, when it is Black Friday, when it is Labor Day, everybody throws out the best offers in the US. One thing that came out of a lovely conversation this time was, hey, why don't we give out something special to our users on India's Independence Day? So this is something which we executed. It was one of the best campaigns. Why we refrain from doing so is because in international countries, you don't have a holiday. It might not be a Saturday, Sunday. The response rates might not be good enough. But due to conversations, we kind of decided it's okay. The end goal of this campaign is not to drive subscriptions, not to drive revenue, engagement, but is to give the users a feeling of belongingness. That even though we are in India, you are not in India, we are still wishing you, giving that something special to you. And frankly, Peggy, it turned out to be a very good campaign for a non-holiday period in that particular region. So yeah, that's where the ABC comes in, where C stands for conversation. So that's our within the organization term, by the way. So yeah.
I'm really thinking that through because I've had guests here before talking about how important it is to speak to values, not just purpose, you know, saving the planet, et cetera, absolutely 100%, but what people value. And one of the things people value the most is belonging. So you've indirectly nailed that. I'm speechless. And that your ABC testing showed it is phenomenal. How does it also inform your other personalization?
At the end of the day, I use a tool which is a drag and drop tool, right? Which is CleverTap. So at the end of the day, I don't need to worry about how the execution is going to happen, how intelligent my tool is. That's kind of a given, right? So I know that there are not many restrictions within executing the campaigns and stuff. So all the way from campaign thought process to execution to delivery, okay? I think we spend the maximum time on campaign thought process and then on execution because delivery is something which is anyways taken care by the tool which I'm using, which is seamless, which is quite sorted. Now, we work very closely with the CleverTap success team. So in many cases, they are also a part of the entire semi-brainstorming exercise and stuff. So many a times we also get things such as, hey, why don't you put the Indian flag also along with it, you know, when you are planning to wish the users during Independence Day and stuff. So it just makes it a little easy for us. So yeah, that's where it is.
That is interesting, the way you also approach customer personalization. You told me a little bit there that even experimenting with small segments, which is what marketers usually do not want to do. They don't want to have very narrow segmentation, but you are doing this. You're pushing that envelope. What have you seen and how do you feel about closing that gap, treating customers as individuals? Tell me how close you are, what you've been using to get there.
So, Peggy, it's a little weird, but with the power of automation and with the power of segmentation, we have been able to achieve communication even with users who are in single digits. So I have campaigns which are going out to 7 users. It might end up going only to around 6 people or 5 people, but within them also I'm getting good enough engagement rates, right? So, but again, these might not necessarily be campaigns which are run by an individual. But again, marrying automation and segmentation, I think, is the key to success when it comes to engagement and when it comes to retention. So that's where.
I am fascinated by that, Vinay. Single digits. But I can imagine why. Because again, what you learn is priceless. Sometimes it's good just to run a campaign, just to learn those insights, because then you can do it across the organization. I mean, 190 plus countries. What you're learning means something. Can you give me an example of a marketing effort, a campaign, whatever, that really surprised you? We talked about Indian Independence Day. I can fully understand that. But what else comes to mind? What other achievements are you the most proud of?
I think at this point in time, Peggy, we are at a stage where because of hardcore segmentation, at a country level, sometimes even at a city level, we have so much of learning that at this point in time, we know that a campaign in the UK works really good when I have a percentage off. A campaign in the US, it works really good. Even if I don't mention percentages, I just give you the figure. You pay X dollars. That's about it. So this we obviously have learned over a span of probably a year or even more than that. But the power of direct communication is something which has taken all of us by storm. Because even now, whatever we would be seeing in and around is predominantly going to be percentage driven, right? Hey, you have a 50% off, you have a 10% off, you have a 15% off, Black Friday, 80% off, Labor Day, 60% off. But I think what really works, at least with my users in Canada and US, is subscribe at so-and-so, full stop, sweet and simple. Whereas when it comes to the Middle East, when it comes to UK, when it comes to certain key regions in Asia Pacific, it's the percentages which work really well. So this is a learning which actually took us by storm because we were also percentage driven for a very long time. So, yep.
It's great you share it because now we have like a free tip. We know what works in certain regions. So marketers know it's percentages, percentage off in UK, for example, straight dollar amount, get to the point in the US and Canada. You've got me now. I want to continue with the world tour we talked about because you have cool lessons and learnings to share and you're sharing them freely, which is even better. You're talking about, for example, at the start of the show, you know, the frequency, the recency, how personal. Give me just a little bit of an idea, maybe across the regions we're discussing, some interesting, quirky characteristics of communications there.
Okay, so let me just give you an example of users from Germany. I think it's best to keep them untouched if they are on an iOS device on the latest operating system. It's kind of fine to reach out to users from UAE multiple times, especially if they are on Android. US is just so vast that, you know, I might not be able to give you an example of in the US, this is the behavior we have seen because we have now gone state-wise in the US. So that's by far the biggest market for us, right? So the behavior that we see of users in California is really different from what we see elsewhere. The behavior that we see from users in California during the first half of the year is really different from how it is in the second half of the year. So here's where it is. I do bother my users from certain markets in Asia Pacific more often. But yes, when it comes to Germany, when it comes to France and stuff, we have a proper propensity model, right, where it was notification send, H2 uninstalls. So this was a massive project that we had undertaken. So through this, we kind of know what should be my frequency capping in which country, also considering which device, also considering which operating system. So yes, we follow that as the Bible most of the times. Sometimes we do have exceptions, depending on how critical the communication is.
And what's like a really wild one that's off the chart, way, way far away from the bell chart that we know about? There's always a spike somewhere that's kind of outstanding, tells us a lot. Can you give me an example?
So the spike that we witnessed was not majorly because of a retention or a communication effort. I personally believe it was because of a content effort, right? So we had RRR, one of the craziest movies that India has ever produced, which launched in the month of May, if I'm not wrong, 20th of May. So all my communication, all my CTRs, VTRs, engagement rates, everything was just 3x, right? And wow. So that was quite crazy. Now, when it comes to our efforts, that is from engagement and retention, we have certain automations in place. I can't share a lot of details about it, but I think on an average, if the CTR of a campaign would be somewhere close to 1%, but because of those automations, I'm somewhere close to around 6-7%. So those are personalized to the nth level to a particular user. And once the communication is delivered to the user, it's one click. The user is directly given the piece of content that the user wants to see. The user avoids discoverability within the app. The user avoids anything. I'm actually just an alarm system for the user. Hey, I have the best piece of content for you. So-and-so is the piece. Just go ahead and see. So that's where it is. So yeah, these were the two examples that I wanted to state.
Now you've got me going about the triple R. That looks like another one that I cannot miss. So it's definitely way beyond the stereotype of like big fat Indian wedding shows here. Definitely.
RRR was an absolute mainstream movie, right? It was a Telugu movie. Crazy fan following within India, outside India. We knew that movie would be big, but that movie ended up being a game changer for us. We saw the responses on within the app, outside the app, social media, the entire overall, social media was a buzz when it comes to RRR. And it actually cut across a lot of languages also, right? So we saw a lot of people who would be comfortable with Hindi as their language watching RRR in Telugu. So that was crazy. So we are witnessing to see this shift big time, where if my most comfortable language would be Tamil, I would still go ahead and watch Telugu. If my most comfortable language would be Hindi, I would still go ahead and watch Kannada. So this is something which Z5 per se allows you, and Z5 Global brings to you in the international countries.
And it's in every country, which means I can watch it dubbed in English. Am I right?
You can watch certain pieces of content dubbed in English. Again, there was a big movie, which was The Kashmir Files, which was launched in the month of May itself. It did amazingly well over here. But we did dub it in English language so that the mainstream audience could also come jump in and watch the masterpiece.
Very, very cool. So my weekend watching is saved. I want to move to some quick rapid fire questions just to get you to weigh in, you know, be honest, be edgy. The need for speed, what comes to mind?
Being the gamer I am, I think it's the PlayStation game. But otherwise, in the actual work sense, I think it's all about speed, right? I think it's all about speed. It's all about multitasking. We are having such an indulgent conversation, but I still sneaked out some time to figure out how my subscriptions are doing real time. So it's all about knowing my data real time, actioning real time. Thinking today for day after tomorrow, executing it right away. So need for speed is just a given.
That's also a very important point you made about real-time access. That's something that cannot be understated. Staying with that, real-time, the value of real-time, what comes to mind?
Value of real-time, what comes to mind is actionable. Because at the end of the day, there's no value to anything that's real time where I can't action, right? So today I observe certain KPIs real time, that is subscription funnels, retention rates. These are certain KPIs where I have dashboards which I keep looking at it real time. But if I can't action on it, then I think it's senseless, right? It's just something which is going to give me a trajectory of where it is headed without actionability. So yes, value of real time is equal to how actionable it is.
So Vinay, you've said a lot worthwhile, a lot that we would want to catch up on. What's the best way for our audience to stay in touch with you?
Oh, the best way for the audience to stay in touch with me would be to download ZFi's app. Subscribe, and I will get in touch with you in the form of my communication. So you will be hit by my emailers, notifications, and probably multiple more channels. And if you want to be in touch with me, I'm quite active on my LinkedIn profile. So that's the best way to be in touch with me.
Awesome. And we have that in the show notes as well. I link to them every single time. Vinay, it was such a pleasure to have you today on Mobile Presence. Thanks so much for sharing.
Thank you so much, Peggy. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
And of course, Vinay has very graciously shared his journey, his lessons, and to help marketers and organizations drive customer connection and results for their business. CleverTap has curated the latest presentations from the CleverTap Quarterly for you on YouTube. The flagship event offers insights around the state of the industry, the state of retention, and best practices you don't want to miss. So learn from the best. It's all over at the CleverTap Quarterly playlist on YouTube. And if you have a story to tell, like Vinay, then reach out to me on social. Email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobile Groove is also where you'll find my portfolio of all the essential reads, articles, what I am doing around mobile and for the mobile industry. And you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to WMR.fm, or you can find our shows on Amazon, iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And if you prefer video, we've got you covered, because this was recorded. It's a video podcast as well, powered by The Groove on YouTube. So until next time, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. Keep well, and we'll see you soon.
The opinions expressed in this WMR.FM program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WMR.FM. Any rebroadcast, republication, or retransmission of this program without proper consent is prohibited.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.